Welcome back to the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at YSR. We are very excited for our next segment as I have invited on one of the Big E favorites to join me and chime in on some college football. Of course, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, we pride ourselves on delivering the biggest and the best in sports. And one of our hosts that you can listen to live every weeknight on our network from Legacy Stadium inside the Palazzo in Las Vegas is the great Ken Thompson. Had the opportunity to meet him this summer at our YSR Super Week. And I love Kenny T. It's good to have you with us for the first time on the show.
Alyssa Walker Campbell, the greatest interviewer on Yahoo Sports Radio and probably around the country.
Last year, the playoffs, it energized the game. Give us your picks, your predictions. What four teams will advance?
Well, you know, first off, there's so much to be done. And there are some teams that their schedules are going to come into play and could be very difficult. One of them is my USC Trojans. I mean, they have a murderous schedule, and they have, right out of the gate, two Pac-12 games, their first two in weeks 3 and 4, where they host Stanford at the Coliseum and then have to turn around and go right down to Tempe and take on ASU, a team that Graham's got loaded on defense. SC, of course, chomping at the bit. I happened to be there at the Coliseum when they blew that game against ASU last year. As much as I like Sark as a coordinator, I'm not sold he's a great head coach, and we found out that was more evident this week with some off-the-field shenanigans, and we'll see what happens. But the Trojans are talented. Last year, Alyssa, I was there. First row, all the ASU folks left. Berkovici leads them with the Hail Mary to Jalen Strong, but it was the worst clock management I had ever seen in college football. ASU had no timeouts with 5.5 minutes to go. SC was up double digits with the football and somehow lost that football game on the last play. They lost on the last play there. They lost on the last play against Utah, and those two games took SC out of competition from being able to play Oregon for the Pac-12 title. This year, Cody Kessler comes back. He's a senior. I think he can lead them to that playoff, but they've got to get past games 3 and 4. And that fourth game, especially on the road in Tempe, they have gotten drilled their last two times when they've gone to the desert. So that'll be a key game. And Arizona State, they are a player as well. So the winner of that game, I think, has a shot to represent the Pac-12, but there's still a lot of football to be played, and there's three other teams in the Pac-12 South alone that can get that Pac-12 title. And again, they may cannibalize each other with, you know, so many good teams. You can see two losses easily coming out of the Pac-12 South and maybe even some of the teams in the North like Oregon and Stanford. The Pac-12 is that competitive this year. SEC West, very competitive as well. All seven teams can tell me they have an opportunity, and I'll believe it, because when we look at Texas A&M and you know, a team like Mississippi State that brings back Dak Prescott, they're on the low end of the totem pole according to Media Day, but they still have an outstanding shot to get there if things play out their way. So, you know, when I look at the top four teams, you know, Ohio State, everyone's giving them their love. I'm not sold that they beat Virginia Tech on the opening day. The four suspensions, they lost another receiver yesterday in Noah Brown. They're, again, Urban Meyer's done an incredible job there. But teams are going to key in on Ezekiel Elliott, their great running back. I expect Virginia Tech, who has an incredible defense back with 8 starters and probably the best secondary in college football, to give them a game at Lane Stadium on Labor Day. So Ohio State still may be able to overcome that if they run the table and lose to Virginia Tech. But I think Michigan State's going to give them a run. I like Connor Cook a lot. So those two teams will be in the mix from the Big Ten. Not sold on Wisconsin yet because they've got a lot of replacing to do out of the Big Ten. And then, you know, Florida State, they bring back, you know, a team that now has a quarterback transfer from Notre Dame that they can get right back into the mix. I'm not sold on Clemson yet. A lot of replacing to do, a good quarterback in Deshaun Watson. So if you ask me the four teams that I had to pin down, I'm going to lead towards Auburn out of the SEC, just because I think Jeremy Johnson is the real deal, and I think they can outscore their opponents. Again, their defense is not the greatest, but Muschamp may solidify that a little bit and slow teams down. So I'll say Auburn. I'll go with USC. I'll let my heart get involved just a little bit, but I know the talent is there. It's just whether or not they can get through that weeks 3 and 4 and then set it up for the end of the year when they play Oregon and UCLA to close the season. And I'll be at that UCLA game on November 28th. TCU, Baylor, I know they're getting a lot of love out of the Big 12. I could see either one of these teams being there. I don't know much about Seth Russell outside. He's highly touted, just like the other quarterbacks in line there for Baylor. It's part of the system that Briles runs. But I'll go with Boykin and TCU. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt because Patterson gets the best athletes. He's got a good running game. He's got solid defensive players coming back, and I think they could be there. So I'll go with Auburn, TCU, USC, And I'll go against the grain, and I'll put Michigan State in there from the Big Ten.
Hey, Ken Thompson from Yahoo Sports Radio is joining us tonight on the Big East Sports Show. It's interesting you talk about TCU, their head coach Gary Patterson, on our show tonight. And you also mentioned Baylor out of the Big 12 Conference. Where do you see Oklahoma in all of this? I mean, could they be one of those surprise teams this year?
Yes, they can. And I actually said that Oklahoma is probably better off with no pressure on them this year.
I agree.
And it looks like Mayfield is going to be the starting quarterback, mm-hmm. so he beats out Trevor Knight. We don't know what happened tonight after that big win in the bowl game against Bama. This team has really struggled with him at the helm. So Mayfield steps in. Love P. Ryan, the running back. They've got also Mixon Stekman in there as well. They've got a lot of talent there. And again, no pressure on them. And then you've got Shepard, one of the better receivers in the country. So if they stay healthy, again, speed could be a small problem for them. But remember, in Fort Worth last year, they only lose that game by 4 points in a game they could have won. They did get embarrassed in Norman by Baylor. That was a big-time mismatch after the first quarter there. And they did lose a close game to Kansas State. You have a reliable kicker, one of the best in the country, that missed two chip-shot field goals, or OU wins that game. But they're better off this year with nobody really talking about them. Everybody's talking about TCU, Baylor, that game, the last game of the year, inside the Big 12, November 27th, which bodes well for those two teams. If they're able to run the table prior to then, because then it'll be fresh in everybody's mind and look like a Big 12 playoff game, even though they still don't have that playoff intact.
You know, Ken, this is year two for the playoffs and this brand new format. What did we learn from last year?
Oh, there's no doubt they matter. And the beatdown from Ohio State 59-0 over Wisconsin is probably the reason that propelled them ahead of TCU. And again, you know, when we look at the end result and Ohio State ends up winning the title, then it lets us see, you know what, we need more than four teams. Eight to me would be perfect. I mean, there's no doubt that eight, you're going to have enough. And you can always say now teams 9 and 10 are going to be whining they didn't get in. But at the end of the day, when you have right now five power conferences, everybody's going to have a legit argument that their team from their conference should be in there. And that's five right off the bat. And I can understand that. And then there's usually two teams from some of the other conferences. The SEC always has two worthy opponents, it seems, and the Pac-12. Big Ten last year with Ohio State and Michigan State were both worthy. So, you know, when you look at that type of those types of numbers, it lets me feel that eight would be comfortable. I know they have a long way to go as far as this early contract. Look, four teams is better than two. We'll take it, but there's still a lot of questions in the air. And again, you feel bad for TCU and Baylor, and because they only have 10 in the Big 12 right now, that hurt them without having that playoff.
Not enough time. Ken Thompson with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You can listen to him 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. live every single night. One more question I want to ask you. Talking about Alabama, the impact of Lane Kiffin and just what he has done during his short time there.
Well, again, Lane Kiffin, I know his days from USC and, of course, the Raiders on to Tennessee. I'm not sold that Lane's still that great a coordinator. We'll find out. He had the best playmaker in Amari Cooper last year. Let's see what he does without Amari Cooper this year. I think they're going to be in trouble. I think Bama will drop several games this year. Right now, from what I understand, Alec Morris, the redshirt junior, is leading that quarterback race. Coker second, and then Cooper Bateman third. So that's an update there. And then for Ole Miss, it's Kelly Buchanan and Kincaid in a dogfight. And it looks like Lambert and Ramsey in the Georgia quarterback race going to go down to the wire. Both those guys are right there. But Ramsey was Bobo's guy, and of course, he bolted for the Colorado State job.
These teams are delaying and waiting longer to announce who their starters are at quarterback. There's no rush in naming that starting quarterback. Is that a new trend we're seeing?
I think it's just because the competition is that close and they're not sure who their guys are. So we saw A&M go out and say Kyle Allen's our guy. LSU looking like Brandon Harris because Jennings gotten a little off the field trouble. So that's still up in the air, but I lean towards Harris there. Brandon Allen, we know for Arkansas, Prescott, Jeremy Johnson, those guys are already solidified. And, you know, so we're seeing some of the decisions made earlier for some of the teams like Missouri has Moff, Tennessee Dobbs, Kentucky Towels, and South Carolina named Connor Mitch. Florida still Greer and Harris going back and forth. So, but we are seeing some of the teams because they're just not sure. And right now, Oregon would love to have Vernon Adams as their starter. But because of that transfer problem from Eastern Washington, he's not able to get the playbook and digest it in time. And Jeff Lockie's been in that system. He's pretty good. So he may end up being that Oregon starter early on.
Simply the best. Ken Thompson of Yahoo Sports Radio. Listen live every weeknight from Legacy Stadium inside the Palazzo Hotel. 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Ken, first time on the show. We certainly appreciate it. You got some great knowledge and some good stuff on college football. Thank you so much.
EWC, you rock, baby. Keep it rolling.
Thank you very much. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR.